This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The voice of the Cleveland Indians may soon be enshrined in Cooperstown. Tom Hamilton is a finalist for the Hall of Fame's Ford C. Frick Award, presented to a broadcaster for major contributions to baseball. Terry, Cleveland fans have been hearing Tom Hamilton on the radio for 30 years.
Tom told me he first thought about being in radio when he was a kid growing up on a Wisconsin dairy farm, listening to the Chicago Cubs on the radio and the old Milwaukee Braves, not Milwaukee Brewers, Milwaukee Braves. He's in a small town and he's dreaming of getting off the dairy farm. In the same way, Joe Tate, who the other kind of legendary broadcasters retired from the Cavaliers, Joe grew up in a farm in Illinois. They both kind of gravitated to Cleveland with the same dream of getting into radio, starting in small town radio. Tom Hamilton did the Appleton Foxes, a low minor league team, Appleton, Wisconsin first, and kind of moved up to Columbus and then Cleveland.
And he's really been embraced by fans over the years.
Right. He came in 1990 with Herb Score, who had been doing at that point the games for 23 years, former Indians pitcher. Herb helped Tom a lot. And then when Herb retired in 1997, Tom became the, quote, lead broadcaster. I mean, right now, there's a nine-inning game. He does seven of the innings. He doesn't do innings four and five, but he does the rest.
I just have to think about how exhausting that job is.
Mm-hmm.
160 games, you're constantly traveling from city to city. Nine innings, that's a lot of work.
Rain delays and everything else. Now, one thing Tom does that he actually learned from Herb, you watch Herb Score do almost every game all the time, is Tom has in his contract, I forgot how many days off he gets. It's probably about 2 weeks over the course of a season.
Okay. It has to be a labor of love for him.
And also, some of the seasons, let's face it, they've been good lately, but when you do them for 30 years, I mean, Tom's done some seasons where they lost 100 games.
That's tough.
Tom is the voice of the franchise. And Amanda, we've talked about this. Baseball's a radio sport.
Why is that?
You can do a lot of things with a baseball game on in the background.
Yeah. Because,
you could write, you can clean house, you can play with the kids, you can do all kinds of stuff. Because you can sort of tune in and out of it.
Right.
And then when Hamilton's voice, which is so expressive, it'll drag you right back into the game. Whereas if you're listening to basketball or football, there's just a lot more going on. It's a noisier game.
Yeah, it's this constant noise. You can't really tell what's happening unless you're really listening. Yeah.
And, you could tell when Tom's doing it again, the Indians are bad. He gets off onto, tangents and gets mad at them. And,
brutally honest.
Yeah, he does. But then he kind of rallies and comes back the next day. So I think that Hamilton has just been someone embraced. And I go back to Joe Tate, too, because they kind of coincide. I went to lunch with Joe Tate and Tom Hamilton. Hamilton called me because he had never really, other than say hello to Joe, known, said, can you arrange a lunch? So I went to lunch with the two of them and listened to him. And the commonality of the rural background, Midwest, coming to Cleveland, almost the same age, a little starry-eyed being in the big leagues, not sure how long this is going to last.
Yeah.
And this adopting, Cleveland and Northeast Ohio as home, can't imagine living anywhere else. They both were talking about how they are quote-unquote radio guys. Word pictures, your voice inflection, they're storytellers.
Yeah.
Tom Hamilton knows the moment. He could just feel it coming on.
So Herb Score lasted 30 years
doing
this. Tom Hamilton now 30 years, 65 years old. How many more years do you think he has in him?
Quite a few. I mean, he's in good shape. He still really likes it. I mean, the other thing that goes in, just like how the front office is pretty stable and they like working for the Dolans, so does Tom Hamilton. Hamilton turned down a really big offer many years ago to go to Baltimore.
I can't imagine listening to a game without him.
I was trying to think what other Indians broadcasters are in the Hall of Fame. The only one I came up with was a guy named Jimmy Dudley. He went back to the 50s and 60s. That's it. Whether Tom makes it this time around or another time around, he's going to be going in.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that good. He's that beloved, and he's that respected around baseball. And he's a guy that decided, I'm not going to just chase going to a network or whatever. I'm going to do it here.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. Tom Hamilton is among seven finalists for the Frick Award. The winner will be announced next week.